As John Ruwitch reporting, it's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Capital One, offering their premium travel card, Venture X. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KBR comes from Riverette Print and Skate in North Lawrence, a source for custom screen printing and apparel decorating for bands or brands, including T-shirts, sweatshirts, and more. More at RiverettKS.com. Cellist Yo-Yo Ma, there with the Amsterdam Baroque Orchestra, under conductor Ton Koopman, and music by Bach, a familiar tune, Sleepers Awake, on KPR. I'm Jeff Watson, and classical music continues here on a Monday afternoon. Coming up, we've got the Baltimore Symphony, and from Antonín Dvořák, a collection of symphonic variations on an old Czech folk tune, along with, for trumpet and piano, Slavonic Fantasy by composer Carl Hohn. That and much more is on the way. Thanks for being with us, and more classical music for you as the afternoon unfolds. Continuing on with the Philharmonia Orchestra, conductor Andrew Davis and pianist Daniel Varsano, with some music written late in the life and career by French composer Gabriel Fauré in 1918. We'll enjoy next a fantasy for piano and orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio. Music written in 1918 by French composer Gabriel Fauré. Fantasy for piano and orchestra, as played by the Philharmonia Orchestra, conducted by Andrew Davis, along with pianist Daniel Varsano, on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 12:27 now, and still to come is the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra. In a few minutes, they've got a collection of symphonic variations on the Czech folk tune by Antonín Dvořák. A quite lovely piece still to come here on KPR. Support for classical music comes from Pines Garden and Market, now offering landscape design and installation services featuring locally grown plants, trees, and shrubs. Open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. Much of the KPR listening area is under a flood watch today, one that's going to last until tomorrow morning. We're expecting a good amount of rain to come through the area later this afternoon and this evening. We have a 10% chance of showers after 5 p.m. today, but 90% chance of showers and thunderstorms for late tonight, and especially overnight, and looking at some potential severe storms and heavy rain overnight, with lows in the mid-50s. 10% chance of showers and thunderstorms for tomorrow morning. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Kansas Trails Incorporated, working with communities across the state to build and care for small-town paths to wide-open prairie routes, connecting Kansans to the land and each other. More information at kstrails.org. Trumpeter Håkan Hardenberger and pianist Roland Pontanet have got a performance for you next, a Slavonic fantasy by composer Carl Hohn, next on KPR. Slavonic fantasy for trumpet and piano by composer Carl Hohn. Trumpeter Håkan Hardenberger, along with pianist Roland Pontanet, with the performance on Kansas Public Radio. 12:35 is the time, and at the top of the hour there'll be NPR News. We're live, we're local. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan, and online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for being with us on a Monday afternoon. Join us for the 780 Songwriters Circle, presented by the Lawrence Public Library and KPR, hosted by Chris Mola. Featuring local artists Arthur Dodge, Kelly Hunt, and Julie Schwarting, free at the Lawrence Public Library on Wednesday, June 10th at 6 p.m. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Kansas Trails Incorporated, partnering with local leaders and volunteers to expand outdoor opportunities, support local economies, and keep Kansas a place where being outdoors is part of everyday life. Details at kstrails.org. We have next the Baltimore Symphony conductor Marin Alsop, and music of the late 19th century by Antonín Dvořák. some symphonic variations on an old Czech folk tune that went by the name of I Am a Fiddler, next on KPR. From Antonín Dvořák's Symphonic Variations on an Old Czech Folk Tune, played by the Baltimore Symphony, led by Marin Alsop on KPR. Stay with us for NPR News and Rachmaninoff's Second Piano Concerto, still to come. Support for classical music on KPR comes from KU's School of Professional Studies, an economic engine for the region, providing career-specific degrees, professional development programs, and leadership workshops that strengthen communities. More at sps.ku.edu.
New England is full of hits.
Join us for All Things Considered today from 3 to 7 p.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City. KANQ Chanute, K210CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
From Washington, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from United States Postal Service, dedicated to putting reliability at the core of USPS Ground Advantage to help businesses operate smoothly. More at usps.com/groundadvantage. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. That's music by English composer Sir Arthur Sullivan, a Gilbert and Sullivan production, the overture to a comedic operetta about the founder of a woman's university called Princess Ida. We listen to the Scottish Chamber Orchestra and conductor Alexander Ferris on KPR, Kansas Public Radio, where I have a little bit more classical music for your Monday afternoon. I'm Jeff Watson. And coming up, we await the Cleveland Orchestra and pianist Jean-Yves Thibaudet with one of the great concertos for piano and one of the great concertos by Sergei Rachmaninoff, his second for piano. That's in just a little bit today on KPR. Support for classical music comes from the University of Kansas, working to address major challenges in disease prevention and treatment, sustainable energy solutions, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu. We have some more English music, chamber music, written in 1946, a little bit towards the end of the life and time of composer Ernest John Moran. Some music here reflecting the moods and atmosphere of the Norfolk countryside where this music was written, a fantasy quartet for oboe and strings with the Van Broek Quartet, next on KPR. A fantasy quartet for oboe and strings by English composer Ernest John Moran, performed by the Van Broek Quartet, here on Kansas Public Radio, where it is about 1:24, NPR News awaiting us at the top of the hour. Before we continue, we need to let you know some important information that's just been passed down from the National Weather Service in Topeka for the KPR listening area. A tornado watch has been issued, and it's in effect until 8 p.m. tonight for portions of the KPR listening area. Those include Brown, Clay, Cloud, Dickinson, Geary, Jackson, Morris, Nemaha, Ottawa, Pottawatomie, and Riley counties. That includes the cities of Abilene, Council Grove, Junction City, Manhattan, Wamego. What's particularly important about this particular tornado watch, it's not just any tornado watch. The National Weather Service has labeled this a PDS tornado watch, and that means particularly dangerous situation. It's very rare for this type of warning to be issued. We ask anyone in those counties to please stay weather aware this afternoon and evening, with multiple ways to receive alerts and a well-defined shelter plan. This is a PDS, particularly dangerous situation, tornado watch, until 8 p.m. tonight, and again, it is for the counties of Brown, Clay, Cloud, Dickinson, Geary, Jackson, Morris, Nemaha, Ottawa, Pottawatomie, and Riley counties here in northeast and east central Kansas. Currently, there is a severe thunderstorm warning that is in effect until 2:15 p.m. for Northern Cloud County and Republic County. A severe thunderstorm warning until 2:15 p.m. A severe thunderstorm was located last near Asherville and moving northeast at 40 miles an hour, bringing ping pong ball-sized hail, 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts, affecting Concordia, Bellevue, Clyde, Jamestown, Cortland, Cuba, Norway, Republic, Narca, and Agenda. A severe thunderstorm warning for Republic and Northern Cloud County until 2:15 p.m. And again, a PDS, particularly dangerous situation, tornado watch for Brown, Clay, Cloud, Dickinson, Geary, Jackson, Morris, Nemaha, Ottawa, Pottawatomie, and Riley counties. And of course, keep it tuned right here to KPR for all the very latest weather information. Pianist Jean-Yves Thibaudet and the Cleveland Orchestra with us next for Rachmaninoff, the second piano concerto, next on KPR. Sergei Rachmaninoff's wonderful second piano concerto with the Cleveland Orchestra and pianist Jean-Yves Thibaudet on Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. The time is about 2 p.m. Stay tuned for NPR News. Classical music continues in the next hour. Before we continue, from the National Weather Service in Topeka, tornado watch is in effect until 8 p.m. this evening for Brown, Clay, Cloud, Dickinson, Geary, Jackson, Morris, Nemaha, Ottawa, Pottawatomie, and Riley counties. And not just any tornado watch, but what they're calling a PDS tornado watch, which means particularly dangerous situation. We're monitoring a great amount of atmospheric instability in the mentioned areas right now. I'll have more details about this in just a few minutes after the news. From NPR.
It's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher's dedicated team of specialists provide resources on investing, retirement income, estate planning, and more. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio. That's by French composer Emile Valteufel, a tune called Flock of Birds, with the Cincinnati Pops on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson. A little more classical music for a Monday afternoon is on the way, coming up, Haydn's Oxford Symphony. As we are enjoying classical music this afternoon, we've got an evolving severe weather situation for northeast Kansas. To begin with, portions of the KPR listening area are under a tornado watch until 8 p.m. this evening, and not just any tornado watch, but a rather a PDS tornado watch, which means a particularly dangerous situation. It's very rare for this type of warning to be issued. If you're in Brown, Clay, Cloud, Dickinson, Geary, Jackson, Morris, Nemaha, Ottawa, Pottawatomie, or Riley counties, this PDS tornado watch is for you. And we ask that you plan multiple ways to receive alerts, as well as have a well-defined shelter plan for the rest of this afternoon and evening. Currently, there is a severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 3 p.m. for Republic County, Northern Washington County, and Northern Cloud County. A severe thunderstorm warning in effect as well for Ottawa County until 3 p.m. There is currently one active tornado warning in the western portion of the KPR listening area, and that is for eastern Lincoln County. Tornado warning in effect until 2:45 for eastern Lincoln County. Moments ago, a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located near Lincoln, moving northeast 35 miles an hour. It's expected to be around Beverly right about now. Tornado and ping pong ball-sized hail associated with this storm. Tornado warning in effect until 2:45 p.m. for eastern Lincoln County. And for the KPR areas of Brown, Clay, Cloud, Dickinson, Geary, Jackson, Morris, Nemaha, Ottawa, Pottawatomie, and Riley counties, a PDS, particularly dangerous situation, tornado watch until 8 p.m. I'll bring you the details as we receive them. Keep it tuned here to KPR, the latest weather information. We'll listen to A Swedish Rhapsody for Piano and Orchestra by Kurt Atterberg, next on KPR. Rhapsody for Piano and Orchestra by Swedish composer Kurt Atterberg on Kansas Public Radio. It's 2:20, and we have just had a major announcement from the National Weather Service in Topeka. There is a tornado warning in effect for western Ottawa County, just issued until 3 p.m. A 217 severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located over Beverly, moving northeast at 35 miles per hour. This is expected to cause flying debris, which will be very dangerous to those caught without shelter. Mobile homes will be damaged or destroyed, and damage to roofs, windows, and vehicles will occur. If you are in western Ottawa County, take cover now. Move to a basement or the interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building. Avoid windows. If you're outdoors in a mobile home or in a vehicle, move to the closest substantial shelter that you can and protect yourself from flying debris. This is a tornado warning for western Ottawa County, and it is in effect until 3 p.m. We have a separate severe thunderstorm warning also for western Ottawa County until 3 p.m. Also until 3 p.m., severe thunderstorm warnings in effect for Republic County, northern Washington County, and northern Cloud County. In addition, a tornado watch is in effect until 8 p.m. for Brown, Clay, Cloud, Dickinson, Geary, Jackson, Morris, Nemaha, Ottawa, Pottawatomie, and Riley counties, and that includes the cities of Abilene, Council Grove, Junction City, Manhattan, Wamego. And it is more than just a tornado watch. It is, according to the National Weather Service, a PDS tornado watch, a particularly dangerous situation, a very rare type of warning to be issued. If you're in the warned area, please stay weather aware this afternoon and evening with multiple ways to receive alerts and a well-defined shelter plan. A tornado watch, a PDS tornado watch for Brown, Clay, Cloud, Dickinson, Geary, Jackson, Morris, Nemaha, Ottawa, Pottawatomie, and Riley counties. This appears to have just come from the National Weather Service in Topeka. A tornado warning is now in effect as well for Southeastern Republic, West Central Washington, North Central Cloud County. That's in effect until 3 p.m. Severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was just located 5 miles north of Concordia. It's moving northeast at 35 miles per hour, affecting Cuba, Haddam, and Agenda. Tornado warning in effect until 3 p.m. for Southeastern Republic, West Central Washington, and North Central Cloud County, as well as a tornado warning in effect for Western Ottawa County. That's in effect until 3 p.m. We'll take a moment and update the weather information that we have. Keep it tuned here to Kansas Public Radio. I'll be back with you in just a moment for the very latest. We interrupt classical music on Kansas Public Radio to bring you the very latest in severe weather for the KPR listening area. The National Weather Service in Topeka has issued a tornado warning for northwestern Washington County. It's in effect until 3 p.m. Just now, a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located 5 miles northeast of Haddam, moving northeast at 25 miles an hour. Potential tornado, as well as golf ball-sized hail associated with this storm, affecting currently Hollenberg. Flying debris is going to be very dangerous to those caught without shelter. Take cover now if you are in northwestern Washington County. Move to a basement or the interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building and always avoid windows. This is a tornado warning in effect for northwestern Washington County, and that's in effect until 3 p.m. Also until 3 p.m., a tornado warning remains in effect for western Ottawa County. Minutes ago, a severe thunderstorm, also capable of producing a tornado, was located 4 miles northeast of Beverly and moving northeast at 35 miles an hour. A tornado, as well as 2-inch hail associated with this storm, affecting Minneapolis, Delphos, Tescott, and Ida. We have a tornado warning in effect until 3 p.m., for Southeastern Republic County, West Central Washington County, and North Central Cloud County in Northeast Kansas here. Severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located 5 miles north of Concordia. It's moving to the northeast at 35 miles an hour. A tornado and hail of 2 inches in diameter with this storm affecting Haddam and Agenda. So until 3 p.m., we have tornado warnings in effect for northwestern Washington County, as well as western Ottawa County, as well as southeastern Republic County, west central Washington County, and north central Cloud County. In addition to all of that, a tornado watch is in effect until 8 p.m. tonight for much of the KPR listening area. That includes Brown, Clay, Cloud, Dickinson, Geary, Jackson, Morris, Nemaha, Ottawa, Pottawatomie, and Riley counties. And that includes the cities of Abilene, Council Grove, Junction City, Manhattan, and Wamego. This is not just an ordinary run-of-the-mill tornado watch. This is a PDS tornado watch, a particularly dangerous situation. A very rare type of warning, or type of watch, rather, to be issued. So please stay weather aware this afternoon and evening. Have multiple ways to receive alerts, as well as a well-defined shelter plan. Just recapping briefly, tornado warnings are in effect now until 3 p.m. for northwestern Washington County, western Ottawa County, southeastern Republic, west central Washington, and north central Cloud County. Keep it tuned here to Kansas Public Radio. We'll keep you up to date on all the severe weather occurring in northeast and east central Kansas. I'll take a moment to update our information. I'll be back with you in just a few moments with some updates here on KPR. We apologize for interrupting classical music on KPR. Here is the very latest that we have from the National Weather Service in Topeka for severe weather in northeast Kansas. A tornado warning remains in effect until 3 p.m. for southeastern Republic and west central Washington counties. We just had an update on this severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado, last located near Agenda, moving east at 35 miles per hour, affecting Cuba, Haddam, and Agenda currently. Severe or tornado warning that's in effect until 3 p.m. for southeastern Republic and west central Washington counties. Also until 3 p.m., a tornado warning remains in effect for northwestern Ottawa County. Here, a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was last located near Ada, moving northeast at 35 miles per hour, affecting Minneapolis, Delphos, and Ada. Until 3 p.m., we also have a tornado warning in effect for northwestern Washington County. Here, a severe thunderstorm located 5 miles northeast of Haddam, moving northeast at 25 miles an hour, threatening to produce a tornado as well as producing golf ball-sized hail, affecting Hollenburg. So until 3 p.m., we have tornado warnings in effect for southeastern Republic, west central Washington County, for northwestern Ottawa County, tornado warning until 3 p.m., and until 3, a tornado warning in effect for northwestern Washington County. Anyone in the warned area, take cover now. Move to a basement or the interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building. Always avoid windows. And if you're outdoors or in a mobile home or in a vehicle, move to the closest substantial shelter that you can. Cover your head to protect yourself from flying debris. Much of the KPR listening area is under a particularly emphatic tornado watch until 8 p.m. tonight, a PDS, or a particularly dangerous situation tornado watch. That includes Brown, Clay, Cloud, Dickinson, Geary, Jackson, Morris, Nemaha, Ottawa, Pottawatomie, and Riley counties, in effect, affecting the cities of Abilene, Council Grove, Junction City, Manhattan, and Wamego. A PDS tornado watch is a very rarely issued thing from the National Weather Service. It is indicative of a very disturbed weather pattern over the warned area. We ask that if you're in the warned areas, please be weather aware this afternoon and evening. Have multiple ways to receive alerts and have a well-defined shelter plan. I'll take a moment and update the information that we have. I'll be back with you in a few minutes for updates. Keep it tuned here to Kansas Public Radio. We apologize for interrupting classical music on KPR, but here is the very latest that we have from the National Weather Service in Topeka. For about the next 10 minutes until 3 p.m., tornado warning remains in effect for southeastern Republic and west-central Washington counties. We just had an update on this severe thunderstorm, capable of producing a tornado located near Cuba and moving northeast at 40 miles an hour, affecting Cuba and Haddam. This is a tornado warning in effect until 3 p.m. for southeastern Republic and west-central Washington County. We have until 3 p.m. as well a tornado warning that remains in effect for northwestern Ottawa County. Our last update on this storm showed a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado last located 4 miles northwest of Minneapolis. It's moving northeast at 35 miles an hour. A potential tornado and 2-inch hail associated with this storm affecting Minneapolis and Delphos. And also until 3 p.m., a tornado warning in effect for northwestern Washington County. In this area, a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located 8 miles east of Mahaska and moving northeast at 25 miles an hour. Golf ball-sized hail associated with this storm. In all of the mentioned areas, flying debris is going to be very dangerous to those caught without shelter, and mobile homes can be damaged or destroyed. Considerable damage to roofs, windows, siding, vehicles, and trees is likely. Until 3 p.m., tornado warnings remain in effect for northwestern Washington County, northwestern Ottawa County, as well as southeastern Republic and west-central Washington counties. And until 8 p.m. tonight, a PDS, particularly dangerous situation, tornado watch is in effect for Brown, Clay, Cloud, Dickinson, Geary, Jackson, Morris, Nemaha, Ottawa, Pottawatomie, and Riley counties, including the cities of Abilene, Council Grove, Junction City, Manhattan, and Wamego. I'll be back with you in a few minutes, just around 3 p.m. for the very latest from the National Weather Service. Keep it tuned to Kansas Public Radio. We interrupt classical music on Kansas Public Radio. Important new weather information to pass along to you from the National Weather Service in Topeka. They have just issued a tornado warning for East Central Republic County and Northern Washington County. This is in effect until 3:45 p.m. Just a moment ago, a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located near Haddam, moving northeast at 35 miles an hour. It is capable of producing a tornado as well as golf ball-sized hail affecting Washington, Hanover, Cuba, Moraville, Haddam, and Hollenberg. A tornado warning that is in effect until 3:45 p.m. for East Central Republic and Northern Washington County. Until 3:30 p.m., we have a tornado warning in effect for northeastern Ottawa and southeastern Cloud County. Here, radar is indicating a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado that was last located about 5 miles south of Delphos and moving northeast at 35 miles per hour. This is affecting Minneapolis, Miltonville, Delphos, and Aurora. Until 3 p.m., we still have tornado warnings that are in effect for northwestern Washington County as well as southeastern Republic County. Anyone in the warned areas, take cover right now. Move to a basement or the interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building. Always avoid windows. And if you're outdoors, caught in a storm, or in a mobile home or in a vehicle, move to the closest substantial shelter that you can find and cover your head and protect yourself from flying debris. A tornado warning that is in effect for East Central Republic County and Northern Washington County. That is in effect until 3:45 p.m., until 3:30 p.m., tornado warnings are in effect for northeastern Ottawa County and southeastern Cloud County. And for the next few moments, tornado warnings remain in effect for northwestern Washington, west-central Washington, and southeastern Republic counties. In addition to all of that, portions of the KPR listening area are under a tornado watch until 8 p.m., a particularly dangerous situation tornado watch, a very rare type of watch to be issued from the National Weather Service in Topeka. There's all kinds of atmospheric instability today, making it particularly conducive to severe weather conditions. Again, a PDS tornado watch that is in effect for Brown, Clay, Cloud, Dickinson, Geary, Jackson, Morris, Nemaha, Ottawa, Pottawatomie, and Riley counties. That's in effect until 8 p.m. this evening. It includes the cities of Abilene, Council Grove, Junction City, Manhattan, and Wamego. It is just about 3 p.m., and I'll hand things off to Laura Lorson and All Things Considered in just a moment from the University of Kansas. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. To briefly recap, tornado warnings are now in effect until 3:45 p.m. for East Central Republic County and Northern Washington County. Until 3:30 p.m., we have tornado warnings in effect for northeastern Ottawa and southeastern Cloud County, and for the next few minutes for northwestern Washington County. Tornado warnings in those areas. The time is 3 o'clock. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio.